We're covering the nuts and bolts of voting in the general election here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The latest published tally from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, 1.2 million people have requested absentee ballots. If you're voting by mail, do you understand the witness requirement? What information do you need about registering? Do you have questions about voter ID? Your questions front and center here, 800-642-1234. Ginny Dinkmeyer is the La Crosse County Clerk. She's held the position since 2011. Ginny, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
And Wendy Helgeson is here, president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. She's the town clerk for the town of Greenville. Wendy, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Wendy, let's start at the beginning. What options are there for people at this moment who need to register to vote?
People can go to the municipal clerk's office and ask for a voter registration application. They would need to provide proof of residency, or they can visit the My Vote Wisconsin website and they can register to vote online there. They would also need to provide a proof of residency.
And what types of proof of residency are good?
Well, the one most commonly used is a Wisconsin driver's license. They can use a utility bill, such as a We Energies bill, a water bill. They can use a bank or credit card statement or a paycheck or pay stub. There's a complete list of the documents that can be used on the back of the voter registration application.
And how do you check the status of your registration, the status of your voting and your ballot?
You can do one of two things. One, you can contact, again, your municipal clerk and ask to make sure that you're registered. I do receive plenty of those phone calls. But, again, you can also use that My Vote Wisconsin website. Our office in particular has seen a large uptick of voter registration through the My Vote website, which is great because the voter themselves is able to enter the information right online to ensure accuracy.
And it's then it more functions like a clearinghouse in a way.
Correct. Yep.
Well, Ginny, you know, Wisconsin voter ID law requires photo ID to register. How do those registering online satisfy that requirement?
Well, when they're registering online, they have the option if their driver's license with the DMV matches their address. So if you recently moved but haven't updated your driver's license, a lot of times the DMV doesn't send you a new license right away, but your address with the DMV is updated. That will send, when you register, that will send a note to the DMV. They compare that addresses. If it matches up, then you're able to register through the MyVote website.
And Ginny, you know, for people who want to vote absentee by mail, how do they request a ballot?
They can contact their municipal clerks. They can fill out an absentee ballot request form. We know the Wisconsin Election Commission did that huge mailing. It was like, I believe it was like 2 million pieces back in June. So any registered voter who currently didn't have an absentee application on form would have got that absentee application form in the mail. So they can fill that out, mail it to the municipal clerk. They can email the municipal clerk. And right now we're doing a big push, like as Wendy mentioned, getting onto the MyVote website, requesting your absentee ballot right up on there. It'll walk you through the process. It'll make sure everything's filled out if you have a photo ID that's required. So that's going to be the easiest method to do it.
Wendy, how long after that request is made, how long does it take to get a ballot in the mail?
We are statutorily required to get that ballot out within 24 hours. So I've had people I talk to on the phone that are walking through that MyVote website, and I'm assisting them doing that process. And then immediately after they hit submit, like I'll get that email and I'll confirm with them. And then we work to get that out. But we do need to turn them around within 24 hours.
How much time are you spending on the phone here? I mean, how many questions are you fielding from people about voting?
I work on elections. I work 9-hour days here. I work on elections most of my day every day.
Yeah, yeah. Ginny, what about you? What are you seeing in terms of people asking questions, contacting you, the clerk's office?
Yeah, we are. I think a lot of people look at the county clerks as like the central location for, you know, voting in their counties. And we're getting a lot of emails and a lot of calls, and we're trying to answer those information, the questions that are coming in the best we can. A lot of time it's regarding their absentee ballots, so then we're forwarding them on to the appropriate municipal clerk who can answer the questions regarding the absentee ballots.
Yeah. Do you find that there is an influx of information people want to get right now? Are you able to keep up?
We are. We have a good rapport here in La Crosse County with the local media. So when something comes down, a lot of times something at the national level is reported, but which may be true in some states, but not here in Wisconsin. The local media is immediately reaching out to me. I'm setting up interviews, doing press releases, saying, hey, this is not true for here in La Crosse County or the state of Wisconsin. So we're getting as much information as we can get out there, and we're working with our local media to make sure that the public has accurate information so that they can vote and make sure their vote's counted.
We're talking with Ginny Dankmeyer, who is the La Crosse County Clerk, and Wendy Helgeson, who's the Greenville Town Clerk. We're taking your vote questions, your ballot questions, as we experience this unprecedented election. With COVID-19, how do you plan to vote? Will you be voting by mail or early or in person on Election Day? What's your plan? What questions do you have about each option? We're at 800-642-1234. When voting absentee, you need a witness. And for those voting by mail, what do they need to know to do this successfully, this witness?
Well, it's very important that when the voter receives the absentee ballot in the mail, that they read through the uniform voting instructions that are included in there. The Wisconsin Elections Commission recently redid the voting instructions, had some pictorial cues on there as well to help the voter complete that. I personally, in our municipality, have seen a huge influx of absentee ballots coming back without that witness address on it. And that is so very important. We cannot count the ballot if we do not have the voter signature and date, the witness signature and date, and then their address, including the city and state. We personally, because it's so early, have the opportunity to get that ballot back to the voter in order to complete that. I've completed a form letter that says, you're missing voter signature in the envelope, you're missing witness signature or the address, so that they in turn have the opportunity to get that back to us. So some municipalities have, including mine, have highlighted yellow sections on the front of that envelope that highlight those three very important parts on the front of that certificate envelope. And so make sure that you're reading through the instructions, checking the highlighted areas, checking for those three main components before you return that to your clerk. Because as time goes on and in-person voting continues, that time to personally reach out gets, a little bit less, but we will do everything in our power to reach back out to you to make sure that your vote counts. So we include those instructions. Please, please, please read them and complete that. If you have any questions, you should certainly reach out to your municipal clerk.
Well, let's take a call now. Mary Kay is joining us from Plover. Hi, Mary Kay. What's your situation?
I have already voted with my absentee ballot. I've worked with my municipal clerk. But when I initially tried to request the absentee ballot, my information was not in the My Vote Wisconsin.gov site. And I'm wondering how I would go about updating my information on that site. I was registered. My clerk had the information, but it's just not on the website.
Ginny, can you jump in here?
Yeah, the MyVote website, if you're not entering your information, so, if you had a middle initial or if you have a shortened name or if you're not just entering your birth date, your information exactly how it is with the voter registration, it likely is not going to bring up your name. So it's very likely you were registered, but if you weren't entering that information exactly on how we have it registered, we've noticed that MyVote will not find your registration. So, we're also finding that some people had that have registered many years ago that we're finding their birth dates have been incorrect. So it's likely just an entry error when the voter registration was entered. So your municipal clerk should have been able to look that up and tell you what was wrong and why it wasn't being brought up on the MyVote website.
And so as long as that clerk has Mary Kay's information correct, even though it's glitchy on the MyVote site, everything should be okay?
Yep, the clerk will have record of her being registered to vote, okay. So everything will be fine, and then she can proceed right from there.
Great. Dave now in Milwaukee. Hi, Dave.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, I received my ballot in the mail after requesting it, and it said part of the instructions say that my ballot may not be counted if it doesn't have initials, and there is no place on my ballot where there are any initials. And I was just wondering when those initials get put on, after I mail it back, or do I need to go and get them initialed, or what?
Yeah, great question. Wendy, what about those initials?
On your ballot, it should be, there's a section on the lower right-hand side, depending how many offices or questions are on your ballot or on the back. There's a box, and it would say absentee ballot issued by, and that's where the set of initials are. So if you do not see those set of initials, I would contact your municipal clerk and make arrangements to get those initials added to your ballot.
And I found the initials on the back of the ballot. The front was full of, and then I turned it over, and those initials were in a box on the back, Dave.
Okay, and the initials aren't necessarily handwritten. It's probably just stamped on there.
Wendy?
It may be. I physically use a wet signature and initial mine on there. So make sure that in that box, and if you have any questions or if you're uncertain at all, the best thing to do before completing that ballot and sending it back is to definitely contact your municipal clerk.
Dave, thank you for the question. Yeah, we have two Wisconsin clerks fielding all your questions about voting how-tos ahead of the November general election. Jenny Dankmeyer is the La Crosse County Clerk. Wendy Helgeson is the Greenville Town Clerk. Are you looking for ballot drop-off information? Are you tracking your ballot online? Would you like to know more about polling location, COVID-19 precautions? What concerns do you have about your ballot? Still time to ask. 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute. More conversation here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about voting and election rules. Election Day, 32 days away. Important dates to bear in mind. Wendy Helgeson is president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. Jenny Dankmeyer is here, the La Crosse County Clerk. And they stay with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Joanne from Madison. Hi, Joanne. What's your question?
Hi. I would like your guests to clarify the documentation needed for voting and the documentation needed to register to vote. They are very different. In fact, there was a statement made earlier this morning that was not correct, and it wasn't clarified. And I'd also like your guests to clearly indicate the address that people can go to, myvote.wi.gov. That hasn't been mentioned yet. Thank you.
Joanne, thank you. Jenny, can you clarify there? Go ahead.
They need to show acceptable photo ID. In most cases, that's going to be your Wisconsin-issued driver's license, a Wisconsin-issued photo ID, or even in some cases, a passport. When someone is registering to vote, they need to show proof of residency. Now, if your driver's license has your current physical address where you've been living for the past 28 days, that's acceptable. But a utility bill, a cell phone bill, there's many other items that would be acceptable as showing proof of residency. Your driver's license, if it doesn't have your current physical address when you're showing it to get your ballot as photo ID, that's not something we're looking at. We're just going to look at your photo, your name, and when did that photo ID expire. So, yes, it is very confusing on what's required for getting your ballot for as photo ID and then what's required when you're registering to vote as proof of residency.
Joanne, thanks. Let's bring in Kelly in Cascade. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I work in healthcare, and there's an initiative out of Massachusetts General Hospital. It's a nationwide initiative. Anyone working in healthcare can go to vote-er.org, and you can sign up. They'll send you a placard with a lanyard with a badge buddy, and it has right on there a little image that you can scan, somebody can scan with their phone to see, like, a patient who's bedbound in a hospital or a nursing facility, or they're homebound and they can't get out. The healthcare worker can use that to just have their patient scan it with their own phone, look to see if they're registered. If they're not, they can go ahead and register to vote and identify how they would like to vote.
Kelly, thank you for bringing that tool up. Wendy, have you heard of this?
I have not heard of that. Here in Wisconsin, we do have procedures for hospitalized electors, but I have not heard of this initiative as of yet. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Jenny, how about you?
Yeah, this is the first time I'm here, but as well, you know, like Wendy said, there's a process here in Wisconsin for hospitalized electors to be able to cast a ballot, but I have not heard of this initiative as of yet.
Kelly, thanks so much for bringing that. Let's go to Jane now in Waterloo. Hi, Jane.
Hi. My son turns 18 the week before the election, less than a week before the election, and he was having a difficult time. It gave him issues with his date of birth for the voter registration online, and he would really like to vote. We would like to get him an absentee ballot. Can your guests comment on that or recommend something?
Jane, thanks. Jenny, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to defer this question to Wendy.
To Wendy.
I know she does
more
with the voting and the registration.
Perfect.
Is he wanting to vote in person, absentee?
Absentee.
Or would he like his absentee ballot mailed?
I think he would like it mailed. At least we've already voted, and he was like, how can I get this done, Mom?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, so the voter registration deadline to mail in your registration is October 14th. So, and you can register online. So his option would be for him to come into the clerk's office and register to vote after that time, since he won't be 18 prior to that. So we can't mail him a ballot prior to him turning 18. And the way Wisconsin law is written is that, you know, there are so many days out before the election that is considered, like, there's open registration, and then after that October 14th deadline, that's the close of registration. So after that time, all voters, regardless of age, are required to, if they wanted to register to vote, are required to come into the clerk's office to do so. So unfortunately, due to his birth date, there wouldn't be a way for him to register online and then receive an absentee ballot. So he could come into the clerk's office and register to vote, and then we still have that opportunity to mail him a ballot if he so chooses, but that registration option, he would need to come into our office to do that. We are able to mail ballots up until that Thursday before the election, so that date would be October 29th.
Sounds like a birthday outing there for Jane.
Yeah, you can make it a really fun event.
Jane, thanks. Let's go to Todd now in Tomahawk. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the show. My question is I am voting by absentee ballot, and if my vote is disqualified, if my ballot would be disqualified for any reason, would I be contacted about that and have an opportunity to correct that? And additionally, would it work the same way if I was voting in person? If my ballot was, marked wrong for some reason, am I notified of that in any way?
Great questions, Todd. Jenny?
Yeah, so one of the things that happens when you vote absentee is you don't have the ability to put the ballot through the machine, which will alert you that you may have overvoted or cross-voted, in an August election. So when you vote absentee, you kind of give up that right for you to be notified that if your ballot was not voted properly. The absentee ballots are all held secure until election day, where then they're opened and they're processed through the machine where they're tabulated. So if something is wrong with a ballot on election day, we wouldn't know who exactly that ballot belonged to because they're opened up in bulk because we're trying to preserve the secrecy of the ballot. So that's just one of those things. When you vote absentee, it's a great process, but yet if you do something wrong in your ballot, you won't have that opportunity to fix it on election day when it's being processed.
Wendy, anything else to add there?
No, I think she hit all of the points.
All right, let's go to Steve now in La Crosse. Steve, hi.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I received an application in the mail automatically and sent that in the return envelope at the beginning of the month, and then didn't get anything back, and then I applied online a week ago and haven't received anything from that, and I wonder what the next step is.
Great. All right, Wendy?
Are you referring to the mailing that the Wisconsin Elections Commission had sent at the beginning of September?
Right.
Okay. Yep, I do have some voters as well. They have received a large volume. Every Wednesday we do have a Q&A with the Elections Commission, and they are working through the requests for absentee ballots that they have received. So you have a couple of options. One, you could wait another week and see if that gets entered. But number two, what voters here in the town of Greenville have been doing are contacting me, and we're working with them to get them a ballot as well. If they don't want to wait, if they're really anxious and want that ballot now, you did indicate that you did go online and try to request that ballot. So the next step, I guess, for you would be, and what I would suggest is for you to contact your municipal clerk. They have the opportunity to kind of go into the election or our state system and take a peek at your request for ballot.
Steve, thank you for the question. You know, Wendy, some mail that included absentee ballots was found near a road in Greenville. What is the latest on what the cause was and the status of those ballots?
We don't know the cause. Megan Wolf did a press conference yesterday. There was actually no Wisconsin ballot found in that mail.
Okay.
Or it was no Wisconsin mail at all. So Allegheny County Sheriff's Department did turn that over to the FBI and to work on that. But immediately upon finding out, I went down to the post office. We have a great relationship with our post office, and it's actually only a few blocks from our office. And I went down and asked them, and they said they assured them that it had nothing to do with our office. And turns out it wasn't even Wisconsin mail. So we've had zero issues with ballots reaching voters. And people were concerned, obviously, and rightfully so. And they contacted us to make sure that the ballot that they had mailed made it back to our office, and they have. So we're extremely thankful that it is not Wisconsin-related. The clerks here, the county clerks, the municipal clerks, and their staff work very hard to, with such integrity,
and
conduct elections. So
we're out of time. Thank you both so much, Wendy Helgeson, president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association, and Ginny Dinkmeyer on the Ideas Network.